It's a case that for the last 8 years has reverberated across Mexico. On a rainy night in the country's southwest, 43 students were hauled off buses, taken away and never seen again. This man, the then Attorney General, said a gang killed them in league with local police. He called that the historical truth. It wasn't. Startling irregularities were soon found in the investigation. Top officials suspected of involvement remained untouched. Mexican impunity had apparently struck again. The students' parents and tens of thousands of others marched, outraged, but the case still went nowhere. Now, as the anniversary of the disappearances comes around again, things seem to finally be moving. For the first time this past August, a government-backed truth commission said this was a crime of the state, with military, police and government officials all involved in the disappearances. The ex-attorney general, Jesús Murillo Caram, was arrested, put in prison and is awaiting trial. Those campaigning for justice hope it's just the start.
He's a high-level official, but in the end we know who was responsible for this, which in this case was former President Enrique Peña Nieto.
Peña Nieto's not been charged, but his administration's been accused by investigators of a cover-up. Then this month, a former army general was arrested. Mexico's human rights undersecretary said that he allegedly oversaw the killing and disappearance of the bodies of six students. That's huge. The army's long thought to have been involved in the crime, but before it seemed untouchable. Now the question is, how much further is the government willing to go? Public prosecutors have issued arrest warrants for 44 police officers and in total 20 military personnel in connection to the case. Will those warrants be served? A lot depends on that, especially as the army is a strong ally of the current Mexican president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador. What's happened in previous administrations in cases like this one is that they've arrested a couple of former officials, but it's been more political posturing, point scoring, than an attempt to really get to the bottom of things. And that's what the people who are camped here outside of the old Attorney General's building, together with these posters of the disappeared students, are hoping will be different this time, that there will be a real attempt to get justice. The test of this government's commitment to justice is just beginning. Officials have the arrest warrants. Will they finish what they started? John Holman, Al Jazeera, Mexico City.